Hey everyone, happy new year, or should I say happy rue year, and welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I took a little hiatus from doing recordings. There was just too much drag to keep up with. I didn't know which shows I wanted to do, and I didn't know which ones to eliminate, so I just didn't do any of them. I literally just watched drag for the last 4 months. No, that's not true. I can't remember when my last video was. I believe it was Snatch Game for UK with Roger. So it's probably been 2 or 3 months since we've had a recap. But I am back again. We are starting off with, you know, the United States version. And this is the original version, season 14. We have 14 queens this season, only the first 7 on this episode. But, oh, sorry. that is me destroying everything in my apartment. My dog is freaking out. She doesn't want me doing this, but we're going to get through it anyway. So if I stop in the middle, that's probably going to be why. She may start barking. Who knows? But right now she is just sitting in my lap and not happy that I am doing this and not paying attention to her. So we will get into this. Before I get into season 14, I do want to give a little mention to the other seasons that we did see along the way. So obviously this is Drag Race UK season 3. Our top 3 queens were Ella Vidae, Crystal Versace, and Kitty Scott Claus. Crystal Versace was our winner. Did not agree with this at all. She was, of the 3 of them, I thought she was 3rd place. But RuPaul loved her and she was the winner. I would have probably chosen Kitty Scott Claus as the winner. Ella Vidae I would have been fine with as well. I'm not mad that Crystal won. I think she's a great drag queen. I just think the other 2 were better than her on the season as a whole. But that was UK season 3. So we have there's our winner. Isis Couture took Canada. She was my pick to win from episode 1. I know that in the Meet the Queens I kind of made fun of her name, the way she spelled it. It still doesn't make sense to me, but I like that she did it. I guess it had to do more with being from the North and ice, and then taking that on. She was the fashion queen of the season for Canada. She made all of her own outfits, which I truly, truly appreciate. She was super nice and a little bit shady in the workroom, which I enjoyed very, very much. So I am happy that Isis Couture won. I don't understand how Kendall Jenner was even in the top 3, but that is just my opinion. I'm not a judge. I don't make the rules. Speaking of the judges of Canada, I did appreciate them more this season than I have, than I did season 1. I thought that Brad Goreski was fine as the replacement for Jeffrey Boyer Chapman. I think Tracy Melchior is a great judge, and the other one's name who has escaped me from Handmaid's Tale. Oh my God. I just love her anyway. So I think she was a really good judge as well. I wish they would just focus on making one person the head judge. I know that that would probably be Brooklyn, but not so that they're not like jumping around each week to who's doing the actual elimination or talking and being kind of the host. I wish they would just have one host. They can all still be voting on who goes home, but I think that one host would make it just a little bit better. Moving on to Drag Race Italia. I really enjoyed Italia. I have to say the whole elimination process for Italia was very, very weird. First week, we didn't lose anyone. Then we lost someone. Then we lost someone. Then there was a huge fight backstage. Some calling out on the judges. So we had this weird lip sync to send one of the 2 agitators home. It was so bizarre. But we ended up with a top 4, which I seemed very unnecessary to me when there is only 8 queens total. So that means half of them were in the top 4 in the finale. They did whittle it down to these top 3, and that is Electra Bionic. Oh my God, I can't remember the middle person's name. This is how you know you're getting old. Electra Bionic. In the gold is Farida Kant. And who is the other one? I don't know. Didn't matter. She shouldn't have been in the top. She shouldn't have lip synced in the top 3. They should only have top 2. She was fine. But the winner in the end was Electra Bionic. She is the one in the silver fringe dress, if you did not watch it. I thought Farida Kant, who was in the gold Phoenix outfit, should have won the whole season because I think she did a better job the whole season all around. I am not alone in this decision. I think a lot of people thought that. But Electra Bionic's looks were stunning this season. I highly recommend watching this. I know a lot of people don't like to read subtitles, but it's not bad to do. I actually really loved all the judges. The woman judge annoyed me a bit, but not terribly so much that I would stop watching the show for it. So I think the judges here were great. I am in love with Chomaz. I think Priscilla is an amazing, amazing host as well and super sexy out of drag. So go watch Drag Race Italia if you can on WOW Presents Plus if you were here in the States or wherever you can get it in the world. Finally, we're jumping ship from Drag Race and moving to Dragula. And this, of course, is the winner of Dragula Season 4. This is Dolly. I am a huge, huge fan of Dolly. I thought Dolly should have won the Resurrection movie challenge thingy that happened last season, last October, that they were bringing back. They were going to bring back one of the girls from one of the previous seasons to compete in Season 4. It ended up being Saint that won. I thought Dolly won that as well. So I'm glad that they brought both of them back. So Dolly was my pick to win. Dolly did win, and I think rightfully so. Excuse me, I am just getting over a cold. It is not COVID. I did have a COVID test, and it came back negative. So I do just have a cold. I think it's from being out in the wilderness. Not the wilderness. I was here in the city. For New Year's, I went out on a boat, so it was probably not the smartest thing to do, but I caught a cold because it started hitting me on Monday night, and it is now almost over. It has been a long, long cold, let me tell you. All right, let's move on to Drag Race Season 14. I did not do a Meet the Queens, and it's just because I didn't want to. No other reason than that. I will say from the Meet the Queens, I picked my top, obviously. I'm doing the Fantasy League once again. My pick to win is in this first group of seven girls, so we shall see what happens. Our first girl into the workroom is this bitch, whose name has now eluded me. It is Alyssa Hunter. That's who it is. And she said, I hope you guys are ready to be slayed because it's hunting season, bitches. I love that she made it work with her name. I love that when we go to the next one, it'll show her outfit, but I want to zoom in on her fingers on this crossbow. If you are going to pretend to be an archer, learn how to hold a crossbow and arrow because it just looked so weird when she was doing it. Here is her whole look. I think it's actually really cool. Because in this picture, you can actually see that's a bodysuit. When she actually just stands there, the skirt actually wraps around and you can't even tell that it's a bodysuit. You can see that it's a bodysuit up on the upper half, but the bottom, you can't really see at all because the skirt is covering it. So I think the outfit's actually really cool. I love the hair. I think she looks stunning. This is, to me, is a great look. She looks really, really good. A perfect way to come into the room, branded with her hunting name. She did take her name. This is the one that took her name from Melissa Edwards. And then a big famous drag queen in Puerto Rico, which is where she is from, is a Hunter name. So that's where she got that. So all around, I really, really like this look. It was a good way to come in. And her entrance line was cute. Next, we have Bosco. And she said, all right, let's get out there today and make a difference. It made me laugh. It's stupid. It's funny. It's, you know, usually you would get the girls coming in saying, let's get out there and win this, bring home this crown, da, 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 something, you know, stupid like that. So I thought this one was really funny because it was completely different and unexpected. This is her entrance look. It is the Demented Minnie Mouse Maleficent crossover look that we are getting. I love this dress. I love the crown. I mean, the horns. I love that she does actually have a little wig on underneath it. And so I appreciate that very, very much. So she looked really good. Bosco is my pick to win. She is my number one pick for the Draft Fantasy League. So I'm really, 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 really hopeful for her. So I like this. I think it's cute. It's kind of simple, but also kind of creative. Next, we have Silky 2.0, and that is Cornbread the Snack Jeté. I promise I won't call her Silky anymore. I just had to get it out there once. And she said, is you hungry? Because, bitch, I'm baked. I lied. I'm going to say Silky again because Silky is also doing, you know, her hungry, her munch, munch, crunch, crunch entrance. So we got food again. But at least this one goes with her name. She is Cornbread and she is baked. I get it. Her entrance look, I think, is really, really good. I immediately am turned off because she reminds me so much of Silky, but she won me over this episode because she is nothing like Silky. This is what they wanted Silky to be on season 11. And this is the Silky that we did. That was the Silky that we did not get. We got this, we got Miss Cornbread now, and she is the real deal, I think. I think this dress is great. I think the hair is totally kooky and interesting. So I really, really like this entrance look on her. I think she looks great. She looks beautiful. The nails are good. The little leather jacket coat dress is really, really special. So I like it. Like it, like it, like it. Next, we have Willow Pill, and she simply says, where am I? And she's in this little ditzy dress. I love that it says angle, not angel. It's so funny. She came in, someone said Paris Hilton. She got a lot of shit for wearing these platform flip-flops, and I am here for it. I have two pairs of them myself in black and pink, so I am on board with this. I love queens that don't spend a lot of money on Drag Race because you can go into major, major debt, and you will be there for a while. It's not going to pay off for years to come. So I think this outfit is actually cute. She looks like a little California girl. I know she's from Denver. I know she's not from California, but I think it's really, really cute on her. I don't care about the shoes. I think they're fine. This purse I love, I would have it. And yeah, she looks cute. There's nothing wrong with it. It's very basic, but there is nothing wrong with it. Next, we have Carrie Colby from the iconic House of Colby. And she has one thing. I have one thing to say. Baby, you already know every kiss begins with K. Carrie Colby is stunning. Beautiful. This garment I don't love. I know that she's representing the trans flag. Always a big fan of that. But I don't like the actual garment that she's wearing. I don't like the flat hair, which I think we're going to get from her every week. And so I'm torn on her because I think she's really, really good. Her drag mother, Sasha Colby, is one of the best entertainers I have ever seen live. So I'm hoping that we will get that from her as well. I honestly wish Sasha Colby was on this on Drag Race, not necessarily on this season, but on Drag Race. She could have been on the season as well. I think she could win it. That is how good she is. This outfit I don't love. I don't love it at all. It looks like a nightgown with some fabric attached to it. The shoulder piece with the loops is very cool. That's the only thing I really actually like about it. But she is stunning. She's beautiful. Can't deny that. I don't love a reference to the Kardashians either, which is what her name comes from. She wanted a K because it reminds her of the Kardashians. So I think she wants to be a Kardashian. And that, as drag, does not excite me. We've had many people try to be Kardashians and they have all failed. Next is June Jambalaya, and she says, grab a fork, ladies. Jambalaya is served. There is a reason they only showed the top of her in this picture, because her face is beautiful. Her hair is cute. She says that she's a mix between Megan Thee Stallion and Phaedra Parks. I see it all very, very much. And then we get this outfit. In this previous picture, it's really interesting because this looks like a nude illusion, but it is actually pink that we see on this one, and it's very pedestrian. I love pedestrian drag. That is the drag that I do. I do not make outfits. I buy them at the store. I buy them at Amazon. I buy them online. I buy them at thrift stores. Wherever I can get them, I buy them. So I don't mind this. I even love a little jumpsuit, especially a very cute one. I think this is a cute jumpsuit. It just doesn't fit her. If it was the right size, it really, really would have worked. it is not the right size, and you can see how low it is on her chest area, and that is what is making it look really, really bad, because there's too much of that pink turtleneck illusion thing going on up top. These shoes are not doing her, they look like house slippers, because it's not much of a heel. There is a heel on there, but it is not much of a heel, but they look like just house slippers that she's wearing. So that is not doing her any favors. This is my least favorite entrance look of this week. Finally, we have Orion's story, and she has the longest entrance line that anyone has ever had. She started off with doing whistle tones the whole way in and then said, "Hello, RuPaul. Yes, I've been trying to reach you regarding your car's extended warranty." Oh, perfect. Well, then I just have one more question for you. Are you ready, Boots? I get the joke. We have all gotten that phone call about our car's extended warranty, whether you have a car or not. It was a big thing during the pandemic. It was dumb. It was just too long, went on forever, and was very, very unnecessary. I guess she just didn't have anything to say. This look, however, is really good. I think she looks stunning in this. I love that she said that she made it herself. I love that the fabric in her hair matches the fabric of her bodysuit. This little robe is very cute. The hair is gorgeous. The face is painted. So it's even on her shoe. The fabric on her shoes matches. Oh, good. Bravo. This, unfortunately, is the best she will look on this episode. But she looks really, really great in it. I highly, highly approve. That's our seven queens for this week. Before I jump onto the next slide, I want to talk about the mini challenge that we go right into. And that mini challenge is a photo mini challenge. We haven't had one of these since season 8. Can you believe that? It has been since season 8 that we've had a challenge, photo challenge. And we got it with the big wheel. They were all strapped to the giant wheel of doom for the lip sync smackdowns. And they had to take a photo while they were spinning. It was very, very interesting. We did have a winner, and that was Carrie Colby. I did not agree with this winner. I thought actually Alyssa Hunter had the better photo when they showed them. I didn't take pictures of them, sorry, everyone. But I thought Alyssa Hunter's photo was actually better. Carrie Colby was fine. She was kind of a mess on there. They just happened to get a really good photo of her out of it, I think. But other than that, she's fine. For our maxi challenge, we are doing a talent show this week. This is the first time on a regular season that they've started out with a talent show. They usually do that on All Stars, so we are getting it this time around. But our first talent, of course, was the one and only Miss RuPaul and her dancers. She gave us a little number from her new song, Catwalk, which I believe is going to be the theme of the season. It's the song we're going to get during the runways or during the end of the show. I'm not sure which one it is, but we're going to have it all season. And I'm sure the last challenge is going to have something to do with this song, because that is the song we're promoting right now. RuPaul should not do stuff like this. I mean, for Catwalk, all she had to do was walk the runway, and that's really all she did, but she tried to do some dance moves and it just looked weird. I didn't understand what she was really, she looked like Mariah Carey dancing. Maybe that's what she was going for. I don't know. It was weird. I don't love the song either. If you like it, great. But this is her look, and her look is stunning. It's really, really cute. The hair is good. The dress is cute. The legs look amazing. There's nothing I can say bad about it. She's got feathers, she's got vinyl, I guess it's sequined fabric. The one long sleeve on the side really, really accents that well. She's showing off her other arm beautifully. The nude illusion looks perfect. She's had some problems with nude illusion in the past. This one, the little cutout where her hand is, blends perfectly. So bravo, I believe. I'm sure this is Zaldi. If not, I apologize, whoever the designer is. But she looks really, really great in it. So great way to start off, RuPaul. Good job. And of course, our guest judge this week was the one and only Lizzo. This hair is everything. The dress is super cute. It's very Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome that she is giving to us with the earrings and the dress. The hair, not so much, but I love a giant afro, so I forgive that. And You don't have to be an exact replica of a reference. You can just reference it. But I think she looks fantastic in this. So bravo to Lizzo. I think she was a great guest judge as well. She knew what she was talking about. She knew she had a point of view for all the queens. And she spoke honestly and truthfully. So good for you, Lizzo. Thank you, thank you, thank you. On to our Maxi Challenge talent show. We started off with June Jambalaya. Lizzo called these pussy willows on her dress. I thought it was just flames. Looking at it closely, I guess they could be. They look almost more like corn. But to me, it looks like flames. I thought her performance was actually really good. I thought she was really strong. Her dancing, doing those barrel turns are not easy. And for a bigger girl such as herself, that is impressive. She did three in a row flawlessly. I think she looks great. I know they complained about her, the shorts she had underneath. If she had shorts that maybe had matched the fabric, it may not have been a problem. But I don't fault her for wearing them. I think she did really well. I had no complaints about it. Next, we had Bosco doing us a little stripper burlesque. I loved this little rose dress that she wore and peeled the petals off, and then the whole dress came off, and then the bustier came off, and she was basically naked. And then she turned around and had a rose growing out of her ass crack. I appreciate it. I love burlesque. I love campy burlesque. I think she did a great job. This wig is gorgeous on her. Her makeup is always good. So I think she nailed it. She did exactly what she needed to do. Next, we had Alyssa Hunter, who gave us a rock song lip sync. She told us she was going to be playing guitar. She did pick up a guitar, but she did not play it. She might as well have just had an air guitar, because that's what she did. She simply had a prop. This made no sense. I did not like it. I think her face looks great. It's not that I don't love the wig. I don't like the headband on the wig. I think the wig is actually probably good. The headband I don't like. I don't like this outfit. I like the jacket and the boots, but I hate the dress underneath it. I realize she's trying to make us look like, giving us like tattoo rock star. It did not work for me at all. It was one of my least favorites. Next, we had Carrie Colby, and she was doing jump rope. I got very excited when she told us she was going to do jump rope, because it's something new and different that we haven't seen on Drag Race. I think the outfit is cute for that. The wig is not great on her. And I wish she had jumped rope more. I wish her jump rope was maybe a different color, because you couldn't really see it. I know that she was actually jumping it. I'm not saying she was faking it. I know that there was a jump rope there, but I wish you could have actually seen the color of the jump rope more than we did. And I wish the jump roping had been longer. But I enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie. She jump roped and it was entertaining. She basically lip-synced to a song while jump roping. The end. Oh boy, Miss Orion's story gave us comedy gold. Let me tell you, this was tragic. There was nothing funny about this. It felt like she was making it up as she went along. I don't know. It just seemed wrong. They called it a workshop performance of it, and that could be totally what it is. She's trying to find a character. Connie Love already has this character. This is what she does. She's the white trash aerobics instructor. So I don't understand why we're doing this. It just was bad, bad, bad. Definitely the worst of the night. Next, we have Cornbread the Snack Jeté, and she was lip syncing to her own song. So while I don't approve of lip syncs as the talent, I do appreciate it when it's your own song. Her song was fun. It was enjoyable. Her performance was amazing. I wish you could see more of her shopping bag over there. It does say Room Art on the milk carton. There's a picture of Merle Ginsburg, and it says Missing Merle Ginsburg. There is some corn in there, which is a throwback to, you know, Miss Shangela from her season. We have eggs in there, which is a throwback to Ginger Minge doing eggs from John Waters. She referenced everything that she possibly could. I mean, one of the lyrics was even check out what's in my basket or something like that. That's when they zoomed in on Merle Ginsburg. So it was a very, very smart thing to do, because Drag Race loves to be self-referential. blah, 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 self-referential. And she took it to the next level. It was a great performance. Really, really great. Again, while I don't approve of lip syncs as talent, I do if it is your own song. So bravo to Miss Cornbread. Finally, we had Willow Pill giving us a self-care lip sync, I believe is what she called it. And it's, she's had some medical issues her entire life with her kidneys. She lip synced to an Enya song. I mean, how dare she come out here and do Enya? It was so hysterically funny to me that she was doing Enya. And then she started to eat some spaghetti and meatballs and then threw them in the bathtub. And then she pulled out a toaster and ate some toast and threw the toaster in the bathtub. And then she took off her robe and this is what she had on. This body is crazy. She's so skinny. And threw herself in the bathtub. If you understand it, please tell me. I have no idea what she was doing, but I was so entertained the whole way through. Bravo, you Willow Pill. I thought this was going to be a disaster and you made me interested. I'm not going to say I loved it, but I was thoroughly on board with it. Totally, totally into it. Appreciated everything that she did. So bravo. That was our last talent performance though. And so moving on to the runway, which is signature show-stopping drag. Okay. You heard it here first. Signature show-stopping drag. Now let's look at what we got. We're going to start off with Miss June Jambalaya. This is an unfortunate picture because it's showing you how baggy, how rumpled the legs are of this jumpsuit. It did not look this way when she was walking the runway. They must have taken this later. This outfit is gorgeous. I mean, it is a jumpsuit, but it is appliqué for the gods. This thing, these shoulder pieces on her look exquisite. She looks regal and royal. Her face is stunning. And so I think she did a superb job. I know Michelle called out that she could see her black panties. Fuck Michelle. I don't care. I mean, looking at this picture, you don't see them. I didn't see them on the runway either. So I don't enjoy that at all. I love this double ring thing she's doing. It looks like two eyes on her fingers. I totally want to wear rings like that now. I think it's cool. It matches her earrings. I think this is a great look. So bravo. Next, we had Bosco coming out in her signature. Again, we got horns. We got horns on her boobs. We got horns on her head. If horns are her signature, great. We don't need to see them again now. We've seen them twice, her entrance and her signature look. So I think we're done with them. Again, Bosco is my pick to win. So I am not criticizing for that, but we can't do horns every week. Remember that season we had horns every week, every week someone wore horns. Yeah. I think it was, I don't remember what season it was. Nope. I can't think of it. Sorry. I thought I could remember. I want to say it was season 12. It may have been 11. I don't know. I think it was 11 because I think it was Silky's season. No more horns, Bosco. I think she looks stunning in this. It is a lovely cat suit that is sequenced. I love this dark hair on her as well. I think her face obviously is gorgeous. So overall, yes, it's a great look. Just no more horns. Next is Alyssa Hunter, and she is giving us pageant, My Fair Lady, drag, fringe, feather, extravaganza. This is total pageant. This is the queen who I think she really is. Her rock star thing didn't work because it wasn't the drag that she does. This works for her. This umbrella is so cute. I don't know if it opens, but I hope it did. Maybe if she had lip synced, she would have opened it up because it almost looks like it could also be a purse. Like if the umbrella handle went down, you could carry it as a purse. It would die if it did. Or if you carried it as a purse at first and then pull the umbrella handle out and open it up. Ah, I'd live. It's a lot of feathers. It's a lot of gold. Her face looks gorgeous. The dress is stunning. So this is beautiful. Gary Colby. It's hard to say because the category of signature look. I don't love this. I think the coat is cool and interesting. And the lion heads on it were lovely. Everything else I hate. I hate the K dress. I hate the hair. The boots are fine. I know the judges went crazy for these boots. The boots to me are fine. They're thigh-high boots. It's an interesting color because we don't usually see them in brown. But I hate the dress. The coat, while it's lovely and beautifully lined, it's not exquisite. The lion's head is the only thing that makes it really interesting. So I wasn't a huge fan of this one. Orion's story. I wish you could see a picture of her with the Christmas skirt over her. It was covered in cotton balls. And then she did its reveal to three breasts, which are really, really low on her body. They need to be pulled up a little higher. I do love that she wore these translucent shoes so that you could see the actual fabric of her garment all the way down. That's the only thing I appreciate about this look, because the hair is bad. The makeup is bad. The outfit is terrible. It made no sense. And I don't know what she was thinking. I don't get it. Sorry. Next, we have Miss Cornbread, the snack, Jeté, wearing basically the same fabric that Lizzo is wearing, but this time as a bodysuit and headpiece. I don't know if I can call that a headpiece. I know everyone went crazy for this. I don't love it. I think she looks completely uncomfortable in it. This piece of fabric on her head is a mistake. I appreciate a queen who comes out as a bald queen. She needed to have like a fringe wig, like a, not fringe, what word am I trying to think of? Like a tinsel wig, or even of like silver beads, and it's like a stringy long wig. This just looks like a piece of fabric that is laying on her head. It makes her head look tiny because of it. This look is not for me. There's so much that could be done better. I think if she had a train as well, it would have helped out somewhat. I don't know. There's something, it's just not working for me. Sorry. Finally, we have Willow Pill. I think this look is super cute. It does, I think it is a great signature idea. The green underneath, I really, really like, because it kind of reminds me of a Martian. If she was going to do it on the hands as well, I wish she would have painted her face green. That's my only critique, but I love this color navy blue with it. I think they go really, really well together. The hair looks good with it. Again, if she painted her face green, she should have had maybe blue hair. I think the outfit is very, very successful. I think she did a great job. When she was walking, you could see that the leggings of it were a little big on her. And I just think that's because she's super skinny. And so they were a little saggy. They don't look as bad in this picture. So I think she did a great job. She fooled everyone this episode. Sorry, I have to move. My dog is jumping around on me, everyone. But I think she did a great job this episode and proved everyone wrong. I know that they talked about it in Untucked, that everyone underestimated her from coming in. And she said she kind of did it that way on purpose. And they all kind of thought that she won the challenge, which, you know, good for her. Willow Pill, you surprised us all. And in a very, very good way. We had a bottom two, and that was June Jambalaya and Orion's story. I don't agree that June Jambalaya should have been in the bottom, because I think her talent was really good, and I think her runway was strong. I think that Alyssa Hunter should have been in the bottom, because her talent was awful. Her dress, her runway was gorgeous and beautiful, so I think June just beat her out slightly by that. June should have been in the bottom three, definitely. But I think that Alyssa Hunter should have been in the bottom two. They lip-synced to a Lizzo song, of course, and that was Water Me, a song I've never heard of. Didn't know anything about it. June Jambalaya clearly won this lip-sync. Orion Star was doing some weird shit up there, and that was not, it didn't come off very, very interesting or well. I don't think she even moved out of her spot the whole time where June took up the whole stage. So clearly we had a winner of the lip sync, and that was June Jambalaya. So we are saying farewell to Orion's story. All TL shade. She was my pick to go home first from the Meet the Queens. I'm going to jump over to something that I did. I meant to pull this up beforehand and I didn't, so I'm doing it now. I don't know where I put it though. All right. So I do a fantasy league every season, as you all know. And this season I did a little ranking based on how the queens were picked. And so in the fantasy league, a queen who could only be picked 5 times. So I did it based on the order that they were no longer eligible. And then when it got down to the last two, it was who got picked more than the other one. So in 14th place on here is Orion's story. She only got picked once by one person. Sorry, Jen, that was you. Jen tried to be strategic by picking her because she'd been the only one that had her. And she's like, if she gets points, then I'll be the only one that gets points for her. Well, she's the only one that lost points, and you are the only one that lost points this week. So I'm going to go through these very quickly in reverse order according to the Fantasy League. This is not any rumors. This is nothing realistic. This is literally just the Fantasy League happening. In last place, we have Orion's story. Going home next, we have Georges. She will be in next week's episode, so there is a chance that she will go home. Then Angeria Paris Van Michaels, followed by Maddie Morphosis, which I don't agree with. I don't think she's going to go home that early. Number 10, Jasmine Kennedy. Also don't think she's going to go home that early. 9, Diabetti. 8, Willow Pill. 7, Deja Sky. 6, June Jambalaya. 5, Alyssa Hunter. And then our top 4 in reverse order, because again, we are doing it based on the draft only, is Carrie Colby, 3rd, Cornbread the Snack Jeté, and number 2, Lady Camden. And our winner, according to the Fantasy League, is Bosco. I'm going to keep these going with every week, and we're going to see how close we are. Again, I told you I don't agree with Maddie Morphosis or Jasmine Kennedy going home 11th and 10th, but we'll see how that plays out as it does. That is all we have for this week's episode, everyone. I want to thank you all for joining me back once again. I know we took a little hiatus, but I hope you're back with me for the season. I hope this season doesn't last as long as season 13, but we will time it out. I know that we have another season starting in February. I can't even remember what it is. Is that UK Against the World? I don't know. Oh my God, I totally didn't talk about Queens of the Universe. If you haven't watched Queens of the Universe on Paramount Plus, you need to watch it. It was so well done, so entertaining. Again, I don't agree with the winner, but that is on me. I don't think I'm alone in it. I think I understand why the queen won who did, but I think they got it wrong. That's all. I'm not going to give it away. Go watch it. Maybe I will do a little recap of it at some point along the way. Thank you all for being here. I love you all very, very much. Please stay safe out there. The Omicron is killing us all. It's not really killing us all. It's not nearly as bad as the Delta one, but it is easier to get. Everyone seems to have it here in New York. That's why I went to get my test, which was negative. So get your vaccinations, get boosted, wear a mask. We're wearing masks everywhere now here in the city. And please, please, please stay safe. We're going to get out of this one fairly quickly, I think. Let's just do our part and make sure that happens. I will see you all again next week. Thank you for watching this video or listening on the podcast, whichever way you're getting it. If you want to listen only on the podcast, you can find it wherever you get your podcasts, under Sashay Away with Barry. If you're just listening to it and you want to see this beautiful mug that I have on, I'm not wearing any makeup today, everyone. It is on my YouTube page, which is BHBrown13. You can just Google Sashay Away with Barry as well and probably find it that way. Thank you all. I love you. Please stay safe, and we will be back next week. Bye.